Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 11, Number 7. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was Bones and Joints, Principle of Sports Nutrition, Number 14. The skeletal frame is a common site for injury and degeneration, especially the joints, but much of the damage experienced by so many can be prevented by consuming an alkaline diet rich in minerals, omega-3 fatty acids, and high-quality lean protein, and of course by utilizing the extraordinary effects of resistance training and anaerobic exercise. The combination of intensity and load seems to be the best for stimulating osteoblast activity, and of course staying away from that is what encourages osteoclast activity. We want the former to dominate. We want new cells being built, and we want those dying cells replaced, and we want it to be in that order. We also learned that prescription medication, for the most part, has a terrible effect on bone health. Avoid it whenever possible. Use natural remedies when they are required, when you have need for them. Use enzymes for inflammation. Use botanical creams to soothe. Take antioxidants to protect, and take your shakes and vitamins faithfully. That's what sports nutrition is all about. Corticosteroids, thyroid pills, antacids, antibiotics, diuretics, anticoagulants, antipsychotic meds, and chemotherapeutic drugs all interfere with the formation of bone tissue, or they cause a loss of bone density, or both. Most, if not all, of these drugs from Big Pharma interfere with the absorption and utilization of calcium, and obviously this isn't good. Most athletes from the get-go are already climbing uphill with this very important macro mineral in mind. In other words, we start off with a calcium deficiency almost at birth because of how we're fed. So no one can afford to miss out on this element. It's important to get enough calcium. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Supply your biological demand. Give the body what it needs. That's the CHI prime directive. But you must discover and determine what your own personal needs are, and that's the challenge. If you can achieve this incredible dynamic equilibrium of management, balance, and quality, then you, my friend, will prevent the need for medication and pain management intervention for most of your life. In other words, you'll reduce your suffering, and the key element from that point on will be to arrest your anxiety or fears while you're watching all of your friends and families all suffer. You know, that's part of the challenge of being well, is that you have to accept the fact that other people around you are not going to do the work that you've done, and they are going to go down. They're going to suffer. And hopefully, if they're smart, they'll ask you what you're doing. You're the role model that's not experiencing the pain, that's not getting fat, that doesn't have the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes. So if they're smart, they'll ask you what you're doing. They'll pay attention. Now, our conference is coming up this September the 29th at the Best Western Coquitlam Inn Conference Center. The conference center is very close to the Lougheed Mall, just down the street, and very close to the SkyTrain. I chose the location for ease of access and for its environment. There's a lovely tropical lounge there for drinks and intellectual conversation afterwards. Trace and I would love to see everyone there. Of course, this is an opportunity to network, to connect, to learn, to grow. I do myself, and I'll be sitting at the front row listening to the speakers present their information, and that's going to go in and it's going to stay inside, and I'm going to process that, I'm going to metabolize that, and I'm going to utilize that information. So this is how we grow and benefit from going to these conferences. Our conference theme is recovery, and who can't benefit from knowledge on this important topic? In addition to myself, our speaker lineup includes Jason Watkin, CEO of Purica, Brad King, best-selling author and product formulator, and Mr. Power Plate himself, Jason Scott, representing Fitness Town. Jason Watkin's lecture title is End Fatigue, Pain, and Stress. Brad King's title is Regeneration, the Key to Ultimate Health and Longevity. And, of course, Jason Scott's title is Whole Body Vibration by Power Plate. My particular topic that I'm speaking on my lecture is the new sports nutrition. To comprehend the new sports nutrition requires a shift in thought and consciousness. You got to have it from the inside. And education is essential to this, as is the desire to learn. Of course, in my first book, Recipe for Health, I said that desire is not something you can download or purchase or inject. It's something that comes from the inside. It's got to be born from inside. It's connection using intellectualism, logic, the rhythm of positive emotions, all of it collaborates to generate this desire to be well. And if you have that desire, consider yourself to be fortunate. Now, I've decided to compete again, this time for Mr. Hawaii in Honolulu, June the 8th, 2013. So on this edition of Clinical Review, I'd like to begin a discussion on my approach and review some of the principles I will employ in my preparation for this event. It's, to me, a very important event, and I like to compete every 5 years. And the reason I choose 5 years is because, A, competing helps put positive pressure on me. I choose the date. I choose the event. It's all me. So I've got no one to blame for anything except myself, and there's nothing to blame anyway. I'm choosing to compete in an event, and doing so is going to force me to get into the best shape of my life. And the idea is for sustainability, to find a lifestyle of nutrition and training that you can do for the rest of your life. And then every once in a while, if you want to go out on the wing, I call it, from inside the cabin of the plane, and hold on for dear life and get a rush, then go into your athletic event and compete. But make sure that the event doesn't destroy you. And my experience background now is enough and strong enough where I know that if I plan a year in advance for this event, I am not going to suffer at all. Of course, I'm not going to take any drugs. I'm not going to do any of the stupid things a lot of bodybuilders do to themselves to artificially achieve their state and appear on stage. This is a natural, drug-tested bodybuilding show, and that's why I'm choosing it. But the first thing I do is decide on the competition itself, and this particular one has to do with a dream that I've actually had. I've always wanted to compete in a Mr. Hawaii event, and that goes back to when I first visited Hawaii in 1977, and I fell in love with Hawaii, and I thought one day I'd love to compete in a Mr. Hawaii show. In fact, 1977, I'll never forget it, because that was the year that Elvis died, and I was working as a pedicab driver in Waikiki, and I was doing a lot of surfing and a lot of outdoor activity and running and swimming, etc., and I was hitting the gym and really enjoying that kind of lifestyle. But I've always, since that time, going back to the 70s, wanted to compete in a Hawaiian bodybuilding show. So here it is. The time is now, and the International Natural Bodybuilding Association now hosts events around the world. They're the ones that hosts the Natural Olympia. That's the highest level of natural bodybuilding in the world, and of course I competed in that in 2007. So this Hawaiian event is actually going to be at the Cocoa Head Crater Elementary School, which is where, coincidentally, I threw the state record for the Masters Men's Hammer when I was with the Hawaiian Masters track and field team. So that's kind of cool, but it's right at the base, the school, of the Coco Head Crater. The fantastic background. This is a giant volcano that looms up high. You go up the crater and have a look at the beauty of Hawaii and the islands and the ocean and Hanama Bay and Sandy Beach and Makapu. It's just absolutely beautiful. So first of all, I choose the event and I decide when the event timing is. That's very important because my process of planning a year in advance means I need to know where the event's going to be and what day, exactly what day, the event is going to take place. So the contest date for this event is Saturday, June the 8th, 2013. It's the Hawaiian Natural Muscle Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships in Honolulu. So that gives me plenty of time to prepare. And, of course, I then choose my category, which in this case is natural bodybuilding, the Grand Masters Men category. That's relative to my age. I'll be 55. I'm 54 right now. I turn 55 in October. So every 5 years, 50, 55, 60. That's the next time I'll compete again. Prior to the Olympia, when I turned 50, I competed in a Canadian national competition at 45, and then it all started back when I was 39, thinking that I would like to compete in a natural show, and that's when natural bodybuilding came into vogue, and so I sort of went into competition thinking that when I turned 40, I would enter the Masters, and of course, I won that competition and learned a lot about myself as I went through the ropes of preparing for the bodybuilding show. So once I make my decision, which I have done, there are many variables to consider, by the way, that relate to that: timing, your schedule, your work lifestyle, where you live. Do you have the means to put the time and energy into the show, okay? And essentially, all I have to do really is just sort of direct my mindset and start thinking of being up on stage practically naked on that day, because basically you're in your underwear on stage standing in front of X amount of people, and you want to look good. You want to achieve a certain standard of excellence, and that should be embodied as a result of the work that you've done, the preparation. You've done the training, you've done the dieting, you've thought about it, you haven't ruined yourself, you haven't been in conflict with any of the rules of the game, and ethically and morally speaking, you're performing as a natural athlete, and the design of the program is not destruction. It's not supposed to destroy your mind and body. It's supposed to increase your ability to become a better human being. So the first thing that I do is once I make a decision to compete in the event, I create a 2-foot by 4-foot wall calendar that displays 12 months in advance, beginning with, in this case, July 2012, and ending with July 2013. So I put this calendar up on the wall, and I start looking at it every day. And I've got the calendar in front of me right now, and essentially what I do is I map out the months in advance. So, for example, right now, July, August, September, October, November, December 2012, I'll be training heavy. And what I mean by that heavy is that my reps are relatively low, more anaerobic, more fast twitch. I want to build size and strength, and I'm not too concerned about getting ripped and shredded and cut up right now. I want to build size and strength and power, although my diet year-round is clean, and I will go into detail on my standard diet year-long that keeps me at around 10% body fat. But, of course, I'll also get into detail on my 100 days out diet plan, which I begin 100 days out from the show. And that's when I start to carve up and gradually streamline myself down to 4 or 5% body fat. You've got to get lean in bodybuilding. You've got to have the muscle to show, but you've got to separate it. You've got to have proportion and symmetry. You've got to present it well, but you've got to have the muscle, and then you've got to get your skin really thin and control your water, which ultimately, if you're well-nourished and doing everything right, you're not going to retain any water and have a lot of excess extracellular fluid or edema anyway to contend with. So those are usually the symptoms of deficiency. So To give you an example of a heavy workout, the other day I did squats, and so I'll just read you some of the totals here. My squat workout is actually consisting of four sets, and I do two sets of three. In this case, I did 325 times three, and then three again. And then I did two sets of six, 285 times six and six. Now, the next time I squat, because I got my totals, I train progressively, I will be lifting 330 for two sets of three and 290 for two sets of six, because I just got 325 for three and three. That means I can go up the next time, and 285 for six and six, and that means I can go up to 290. So that's how I train progressively. Again, no compromise in technique, and we never focus on the weight alone, just for getting the weight alone. The technique and the execution is more important. That's the sportsmanship element of training in the gym. You don't compromise technique for just weight alone. But the weight is important. That's what creates the size in response to the stress on the system. Now, after I do two sets of three and two sets of six in the squats, the back barbell squat, I go to the Smith machine, and with my legs really far forward, which is kind of like a hack squat, and these are deep knee squats, I do two sets of 12, and these burn the thighs off. And then after that, I follow that with two sets of leg curls or hamstring curls. And my goal is to get two sets of 12 with X amount of weight. In this case, I'm using number six on the weight stack. And again, training progressively. As soon as I can get two sets of 12 in the Smith and in the leg curls and in the last exercise, which is the standing calf exercise, and I also alternate with the seated calf, I keep track of my weights. I have a little book. I write this stuff down, and then I refer to it before I train. I look at what I did last time, and that's how I know how much weight I'm going to lift. And I'm always thinking ahead. I'm thinking moving forward. Resistance training, progressive resistance training. The idea is to demonstrate progress in the gym. Of course, my training routine is the Five Steps to Health, which is one of my audio books. It's book four, Five Steps to Health. And if you want more insight, listen to that book. And this is the program that I teach to my apprentice students in my mentorship program. Five workouts per week, five phases per workout, five supplements to take, five principles to live by, and five meals per day. So that's the general theme, and that's what I do year-round. And right now I'm focusing on heavy lifting. You can also get to my CHI TV channel. We have a channel through Corey Hawley Institute called Chi TV. Just get on that. You can subscribe to that on YouTube and get our regular updates, but you can see each one of my five weight training workouts. I've created videos towards that end to give you an idea. So looking at this calendar, beginning in January, I switch from threes and sixes, which I call heavy, to medium rep ranges, which are six and 12. So now begins an increase in the volume. My diet pretty much stays the same, so I'm going to expend more energy. That's going to help strip more fat from my body. I'm starting to get lean. I'm also thinking about being lean and thinking about being on stage way back from the get-go. It's all a consciousness, and that's where the energy and the dedication and the discipline is all derived from. It's derived from me making a decision to do an event, which I choose to do, which I want to do, and which will excite me and bring enormous satisfaction. And I'm not doing it to win. I've never trained, never competed, never played sport to win. I play for fun, to be the best I can, to put pressure on me, to squeeze myself, to make myself perform at a higher level for my own personal satisfaction. And I don't care whether anyone sees that or gets that or not. That's what keeps me free as a free, self-directed agent. It keeps me free from any concerns that anyone else has about what I've done. Now, in January, I go to medium, and I train February that way, medium rep range. Now, on the first day of March is when I begin 100 days out. And that is when I change to a six-day-per-week training. I take my calves and my forearms and my traps from the days I normally do them, and I make that into one workout, and then the other days where I would normally be training those leaves more room to do more work for those body parts. So I'm training 6 days per week now, starting in March and April and May, and then, of course, I will go into detail on this in the next clinical review, but we'll look at what I do to begin the dietary sequence, and we'll go through that in detail because I do make changes that are subtle and slight and gradual beginning 100 days out. That's the key for me, to do it gradually, to be on top of my game and to actually process my diet and streamline it and modify carbs and the intake of fats and sugars from nature, of course. But what you want to do is reduce your intake of biological gasoline, which is carbs and fat, and force your body to use stored fat as a fuel source. That's how you get lean. Meanwhile, you're training to beat the band. You're not losing any muscle. Now, by the time we get close to the competition, I've got the muscle. I'm not going to gain any muscle. I'm not worried about gaining new muscle. That's what I'm doing now for the 6 months of heavy training prior to the event, building, pushing, increasing, trying to gain strength and power, focusing on size and building fiber dimension. Then I start to carve it up, get lean, and stay well during the process. That is absolutely the key. So in future segments of clinical review, we're going to continue on with this process, and I will go in detail the next time regarding my 100-day diet, which begins 100 days out from the day of salvation, which in this case is June the 8th, 2013, in Hawaii. And also we're going to tie in our CHI Camp Hawaii at that time next year. So we're going to have the camp and the competition. And if there's anyone out there that wants to compete with me or get involved, just give us a shout, let me know. Be happy to give you some insight and guidelines and have you come out there and share the beauty of Hawaii with us. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bodybuilding is much like any other sport. To be successful, you must dedicate yourself 100% to your training, diet, and mental approach.